Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
This is Radio Influence. The future is now.
A championship! Introducing the Crusher!
You're listening to Crush Performance with the Crusher, Jeff Crushell. Get in on the talent grid and follow him on Twitter at Jeff Crush. Now, here he is, the Crusher.
And welcome back to Crush Performance, your weekly source for sport performance and athletic development information. Today we are talking injuries, injury prevention, and head injuries, of course. We're joined right now by Dr. George Champas, the Chief Medical Officer for U.S. Soccer. He's also a team physician for the Chicago Blackhawks and the head physician for the Chicago Marathon, which is coming up. Dr. Champas, thanks for joining us today.
It's good to be with you guys.
Well, listen, some great initiatives happening down in U.S. soccer, and I think I'd like to start off with just the discussion behind the move in sports in general to really increase player safety and player enjoyment in the game. You know, we're seeing it from the NFL to the NHL to NBA basketball, and not only in the pro leagues, but it's trickling down to the developmental levels as well. And U.S. Soccer has this great initiative called Recognize to Recover program, which is, I guess, maybe the driving force behind a lot of great initiatives in improving player health and safety in the game of soccer.
Well, you hit it right. You know, you hit it. Kind of all the points. Recognize to Recover is our platform in soccer in the United States to highlight sports safety. We know that it's becoming one of the most popular sports in the United States, and United States soccer and its leadership wanted to make sure that we are putting sports safety and youth safety in our sport as its top priority. And Recognize to Recover highlights those. We've started out very, very strong with certain things like heat guidelines in the sport of soccer, which never existed in our game, other injury prevention programs, and obviously one of the most important things is areas such as concussions and head injuries.
We're talking with Dr. George Champas, the Chief Medical Officer for U.S. Soccer. Well, let's get right to the chase here. You guys have initiated some very substantial rule changes, which I think are incredibly innovative for this day and age. You guys have banned heading in the game of soccer for players under the age of 10, and you're also limiting heading in practice for players ages 11 to 13. This is a magnificent shift in thinking for the game of soccer. How's it been going so far?
You know, it's gone very, very well. Obviously, it's a process, and we sat down with our leadership. We sat down with sports medicine experts in the field, and you know, we knew what evidence existed and we knew what evidence didn't exist. And at the same time, we felt if there was an ability to be able to decrease the incidence of injuries, specifically with concussions, we felt that it was a priority for us. And looking at different sports such as hockey, you know, across the United States, at football with trying to decrease the exposure rate of hitting, we felt that these rules made sense while we still waited for more and more science and data to come forth. And overall, I think it's been a positive message. We've received varying different messages from across the United States that the game has changed in the sense that kids are playing with the ball at their feet. And we hope to look forward to gathering more and more data to support this decision.
We're talking with Dr. George Champas, the Chief Medical Officer for U.S. Soccer. Well, this ban on heading in ages 10 and under and the limiting in practice ages 11 to 13, it's interesting you mentioned that you're seeing changes in the game. I think this is maybe just a side benefit. One, what we know about brain health and the impact of repetitive, you know, sort of sub-concussion level contacts to the head, you know, over time, the data is impossible to ignore now. So I think that's a brilliant move. But I like what you're saying. You're seeing a change in the game, maybe to more skill-oriented or at least a different skill set, which might even raise the level of a player's ability down the road where they're concentrating more on foot play. I think that's a great concept or a great, at least, observation at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're seeing kids trying to be a little bit more innovative and you know, while they see the best players in the world, you know, striking the ball with their head off a corner, you know, we're seeing kids playing, you know, the ball off their chest or off their thigh or playing it off the ground. And I think especially for us in the United States, pushing that technique in youth sports under the age of 10 and in younger ages is definitely a benefit.
Dr. Champas, we know you spend a lot of time with the national team down there in the U.S. It's one of the powerhouse programs on the planet right now. Did any of your experiences at that level of the game maybe trickle down or influence the drive or the push to make sure this happens at the developmental levels? I know we know that concussions and head injuries are a little more prevalent in the younger athletes because they're more susceptible, but we know how hard and the level of play the national team and professional players are at, that they're susceptible as well. Are you seeing a shift at the professional level that maybe drove the changes or helped drive the changes at the developmental level?
Well, I don't know if I necessarily see a connection from the men's national team or the national teams down, but what I think is beneficial is that you kind of see the entire spectrum, and you have the ability to be, you know, with the best players in the world on the men's and the women's side, and then at the same time make sure that our sport develops appropriately with, you know, from the younger ages, from the recreational leagues to the clubs, through the, you know, high school and for us the college game as well. So I think that for me, I have a unique side because I get to see it all the way through. And I think it definitely helps because, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, first and foremost, our kids are playing the game, they're happy playing the game, and then most importantly, they're safe playing the game. And if they can get to the national team or to the highest level and have that ability of safety to be a top priority, then I think we've all been successful.
We're talking with Dr. George Champas, the Chief Medical Officer for U.S. Soccer. He's also the team physician for the Chicago Blackhawks and head physician for the Chicago Marathon. Dr. Champas, you know, it's interesting when we look at sort of the trends and what we know now about concussions. And there's a lot of discussion in our industry that looks at reporting rates or the incident rates and the increase. I think it has a lot to do with just our awareness and now the education process as well. And the Recognize to Recover program is one of those, I guess, educational platforms that is raising the awareness. The website, Return to Recover program, has some great resources on, you know, the different platforms you mentioned, the heat guidelines, sportsmanship, best practices, technique, but also some great guidelines for parents, coaches, and athletes about concussion. How powerful has it been in your eye just to see the impact of education on head injuries in terms of how people are reporting and how we're treating them in terms of return to play?
Well, Recognize to Recover obviously, you know, has all of that information, but, you know, it is important. It's important because we know that the stakeholders in the game and all the touch points from coaches, parents, referees, and players, you know, that's the only way we're going to be able to ensure that the kids and the players that play the game play it safely. You know, there's been recent literature that has come out just in the last few days that shows that athletes that play, you know, with a concussion or through a concussion, you know, have double the time to recover. And so what we want is we don't want players to play with while they're symptomatic or when they have a head injury. And if we can educate them, the players and the coaches, so that they know that if they have an injury, the most important thing to them and for their ability to return and recover from those injuries is to get, you know, to let us know, then that's the beginning of their return to play and keeping them safe. So it really is an educational process, and Recognize to Recover is our way at U.S. Soccer to start implementing that.
It sort of runs right inside with the FIFA's initiative to improve player health and safety with the 11 Plus program, which is the structured warm-up. You guys also have some great resources there at U.S. Soccer, and also the CDC Heads Up program. You're right. We see these initiatives popping up all over the place, and it's so great to see it sort of focused onto a user group. Dr. Champas, when you guys looked around the world, are there other initiatives like this? I mean, truthfully, this is the first time I've heard of a soccer program, a major soccer program, really addressing the issue of heading in the developmental levels of the game.
I'm not aware of it. And when we first made the changes on the heading side, there was a bit of I don't know if it was criticism or an interesting approach from U.S. Soccer. But what it has done is it's opened up the dialogue. It's opened up the ability to look at soccer, to look at, are there ways that we can look at the rules of the game? And I think FIFA, is seeing this. I think that our game is vastly different from a lot of games around the world, whether it be hockey and football, where substitutes can occur pretty frequently. Soccer is very different. And if safety is our top priority in the sport, then we have to look at our game and see where and how we can adjust. So if anything, I think it started the dialogue, and we'll see over the next few years what changes occur.
We're talking with Dr. George Champas, the Chief Medical Officer for U.S. Soccer, team physician for the Blackhawks, and also a physician with the Chicago Marathon, which is coming up on October 9th. So very, very busy times for you, Dr. Champas. On the hockey side, here in Canada, we saw a very similar initiative come from Hockey Canada, where they've banned body checking in players 11 and under, 12 and under, just before their bantam level of play. And there was a lot of pushback from the hockey traditionalists. They didn't understand, and people didn't understand initially what this was all about. But now that this has been in place for a couple of years, I think we're really seeing a positive impact, also a positive, I guess, sort of attitude towards this shift in thinking in the game of hockey. Has there been any pushback, I guess, maybe from the traditionalists there in the U.S., and have you gathered any data yet that shows the positive impact this is going to have on the players?
Well, there's, change is always difficult, yeah. And whether it's hockey, whether it's football, or for us in soccer, it's always difficult to create change. Part of our responsibility is to get front and center and talk to our membership organizations, talk to our coaches, and explain to them, why these changes are important for our game. And I think we've done a very, very good job with regards to that, is getting in front of our membership organizations, in front of our millions of players and those that lead that, to give them the reasons why we're making the changes, and to also hear back from them and the questions they have. I think we're starting to work with different entities in the United States to look at some of the, and start studying the effects of our changes. And hopefully in the near future, maybe in the next 6 to 12 months, we'll be able to gather some data with regards to how the rule changes have potentially impacted the game. But I think looking at hockey, looking at football, there was recently a law in the state of California that, decreased the number of football practices that are contact. And you're seeing that in the high school game. You're seeing that in the college game. And so the heading changes really kind of falls in line with all of those changes that have occurred.
Well, this is certainly a unique initiative by U.S. Soccer. And I think it's actually on the cutting edge, front edge of this. I do believe, Dr. Champas, and I'd like to get your opinion on this because you've had a chance to travel the world with the national team. I do believe this is a initiative that will catch on globally because the data is just, in terms of developmental and young brains in sport, the data is just too strong. I think this is a move that could influence soccer globally.
Yeah, I mean, I think, we'll get an opportunity to talk to our national team players. And obviously, with being part of the United States and kind of new to the game of soccer, some of our players and some of our coaches, sometimes are hesitant to the changes that we make. But at the same time, when we talk about why we're doing them and saying that we actually have an opportunity as the United States to be a leader in this game, whether it be heat guidelines, whether it be cardiac safety, whether it be looking at the rules of the game, you know, we have an opportunity to potentially be an influencer. And I think that that's exciting. I think it's exciting to be able to sit at the table with FIFA, sit at the table with other national organizations, and talk about soccer. It's something that I think is new, it's fresh, and it's much needed here in the United States.
Dr. Ciampas, well, listen, I really appreciate your time today. I know that you are getting set right now for a monster of an event as you are the chief medical officer for the Chicago Marathon. This has turned out to be one of the biggest running events on the globe. I think over 45,000 runners will attend. How on earth do you manage that? I mean, I do believe there's over 10,000 volunteers for the event, leave alone the 45,000 plus runners. This is a magnificent event, but what a massive undertaking this must be.
It is. I mean, it's an event where obviously the relationships we have with the city of Chicago, locally, regionally, and quite honestly, nationally, with what's occurred in marathons in the past, it's definitely a huge task. It's my 10th year this year as the medical director. Obviously, 45,000 runners running 26.2 miles is quite a task. Hopefully, Mother Nature is on our side. That's the biggest challenge. It falls in line with what I do with soccer and hockey, and quite honestly, I'm very humbled to be a part of all of those.
Yeah, great stuff, Dr. Ciampas. Well, listen, so great to touch base with you today. I'm going to really look forward to maybe staying in touch with you and tracking the progress and some of the data and information you get out of this great initiative through U.S. Soccer, which is the Recognize to Recover program and the banning of heading in players under 10 and the limiting of heading in practice for players 11 and 13. Thanks for your time today, Dr. Ciampas.
Sounds good. Thank you for having U.S. Soccer a part of it, and we look forward to talking to you guys again.
There you go. A fantastic conversation with Dr. George Ciampas of U.S. Soccer. I think this is a move that's going to impact the game around the globe. It just makes sense when you look at the data and when you look at the science, knowing what we know now about young developing brains. So a big move by U.S. Soccer. We'll see how that unfolds. Coming up on the next episode of Crush Performance, we will visit with Crush favorite Dr. Mart Mrazek and look at head injuries in sport. We will look at the start of the NFL season. We'll look at the precautions that are being taken on the sidelines to help improve player safety and how it's trickled down to the developmental levels of the game. We'll also talk about the ban in minor league hockey with Dr. Mrazek to see the impact there. And we'll also ask him his opinion about U.S. Soccer's move to ban heading in the youth development levels of the game. All that's coming up next time on Crush Performance. If you have any questions, comments, or smart remarks, get to us on our website, crushperformance.com. You can follow us on Twitter, at Jeff Crush. And if you're on Facebook, join our group. It's called The Talent Grid. We're just hooking everybody up with the world of human performance. So I have to thank Dr. Ciampas again, and we're going to talk to you next time as we look at head injuries with Dr. Mrazek right here on Crush Performance. Crush Performance, your weekly source for sport performance and athletic development information. If you're a serious athlete, a weekend warrior, parent, or coach, join us each week as we investigate the latest trends and research coming out of the sport performance world. We'll visit with top athletes, coaches, and sports scientists to keep you on the cutting edge and to find out what it truly takes to achieve human maximum performance. You can visit us online at crushperformance.com, and Crush Performance Radio with me, Jeff Crochelle, can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and at Radio Influence.
Hey, you guys, it's me, the fabulous sports babe. How wonderful is that? I'm on Radio Influence, I'm on iTunes, I'm on Stitcher, and it's on a bunch of stuff that I can't get on my phone because I don't figure out how to do it. But if you want to do that, you get my lovely podcast now. You can go and do this, you can be mowing the lawn, you can go into the moon, you can do any of that stuff, and you can listen to the fabulous sports babe. I have a lot of people to talk to, because after all, that's what I do, is just annoy them all the time. It's the fabulous sports babe. It's right here on Radio Influence.